Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of Galatians chapter 5. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the desire of the flesh is against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, in order to keep you from doing whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are sexual immorality, impurity, indecent behavior, idolatry, witchcraft, hostilities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let's follow the Spirit as well.
In yesterday's devotion, we discussed the uncomfortable topic of sin and how, thankfully, Christ came to liberate us. But what impact should that fact have on our everyday life? How should those of us who are believers live in light of the freedom we've been given? The Apostle Paul offers a compelling answer in today's scripture reading. He says our liberty isn't intended for us alone, but is meant to be shared with the world. We do that by serving others in love, thereby fulfilling what Christ called the two greatest commandments, as we read in Matthew 22, verses 35 through 40. Acting out of love eliminates the inclination to judge those around us, or in Paul's words, bite and devour one another. A harsh, critical attitude doesn't represent our freedom well. There's nothing compelling about us if we act just like people who've never experienced the all-surpassing love of Christ. Instead, we must walk by the Spirit and exhibit the fruit produced in us when we follow Him faithfully. Our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are like a beacon in the dark, and others will feel drawn to its light.